Four Jets in the Library. It is indeed true, said Blake, who, in contrast to Rhodes Fotheringham, was of a thin shape, and was clutching his brandy glass tightly the whole time. This apparition grew to a fine old age, until he reached a maturity he could not improve on, and now he haunts the church in which his parents had married. Again, a strange air filled the room, and an odd nervousness prevailed in the three figures that flanked me. I remember thinking how chilling and sinister were those three fellows, to the point where I began to feel rather frightened me. However, I attempt not to reveal this, as I sat with clenched fists upon that armchair, gazing into the leaping flames opposite my position in that library. That is an impressive story, said Atkinson. I had never seen a chap as tall and gangly as he was. His weird-looking legs protruded from that chair, stretched out before him like two huge cloth props. And behind his gold-rimmed spectacles, I observed the most evil pair of gray eyes.
这是个真实的故事，布莱克说。和拉霍斯福司令汉姆不同，他长得很瘦弱，讲故事的时候手里一直紧握着白兰地酒杯，那鬼怪一直长到他成熟为止。现在他就在他父母当年结婚的那家教堂出没。
房间里的氛围再次变得很奇怪，坐在我身边的三个人有种怪异的紧张感。我还记得当时他们的神情是多么害怕慌张，那神情让我都觉得很害怕，但我努力不把这种害怕表现出来。于是我坐在扶手椅上，紧握双拳，紧盯着对面壁炉里跳动的火焰。阿特肯森说，这故事真是吓人呐、我从没见过像他那样又瘦又高的人，他那看起来怪怪的双腿从椅子前凸出来，像两根晒衣绳支架似的。透过他的那副金边眼镜，我看见一双至为邪恶的灰色的眼睛。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Indeed, I-N-D-E-E-D, 用作副词时有多种含义，但大多数是用来表示某种语气的。它所包含的意义如下：一、加强语气，真正的、确实、实在。比如 ，A friend in need is a friend indeed。患难之交才是真正的朋友。二、表示让步，当然、固然。He is indeed young, but he is competent。他固然年轻，但他很称职。三、表示近一层的意思，更确切的，甚至。
I am hungry. Indeed, I am almost starving.
我饿了，我简直要饿死了。在本句当中用到的是 indeed 的第一种意义。
Be of shape
是表示是什么什么的形状的用法。比如
This type of sofa is of the shape of Marilyn Monroe's lips.
这款沙发与玛丽莲梦露的嘴唇的形状一样。 Fine 的基本词义是美好的、杰出的，在本句当中可以引申为相当不错的、很可观的。
Improve on
是较为固定的搭配，以为改进。
Prevail
P-R-E-V-A-I-L 动词，主要含义有胜过、战胜、优胜。
Good
will prevail over evil.
善良将战胜邪恶。
His argument prevailed and I yielded.
他的论点占了上风，而我让步了。
第二个意思是流行、盛行、普遍。
This custom prevails over the whole area.
这一习俗在整个地区盛行。
Flank
做名词时指腰窝、侧翼，做动词时指在什么什么侧面、侧面包围。
在这里要讲一下 remember doing something 和 remember to do something 的区别。
Remember doing something 表示记得已做过的某件事情，
而 remember to do something 表示记得要去做，但还未做某件事。比如 I remember telling him about it once.
我记得这件事和他谈过一次。
Remember to tell him about it when you meet him.
记得见到他时把这事告诉他。
Gangly, G-A-N-G-L-Y,
指身材瘦长难看的。不要与 gang 流氓团伙相混淆。
Protrude from
从什么地方伸出来。
Stretch out before him
这里要介绍一下两个介词连用的情况。两个介词连用一般是由于相连的两个部分各自带有介词造成的。在理解的时候断句是很重要的。比如在本句当中
His legs
先是 stretch out 在哪儿 stretch out 呢？
Before him.
再加一个例子
He is calling you from behind the door.
这句话中主句是 He is calling you from someplace. 而这个 someplace 就是 behind the door. 现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
It is indeed true, said Blake, who, in contrast to Rhodes Fotheringham, was of a thin shape, and was clutching his brandy glass tightly the whole time. This apparition grew to a fine old age, until he reached a maturity he could not improve on,And now, he haunts the church in which his parents had married. Again, a strange air filled the room, and an odd nervousness prevailed in the three figures that flanked me. I remember thinking how chilling and sinister were those three fellows, to the point where I began to feel rather frightened me. However, I attempt not to reveal this,As I sat with clenched fists upon that armchair, gazing into the leaping flames opposite my position in that library. That is an impressive story, said Atkinson. I had never seen a chap as tall and gangly as he was. His weird-looking legs protruded from that chair, stretched out before him like two huge clothed props.And behind his gold-rimmed spectacles, I observed the most evil pair of gray eyes.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。